From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Talks at the UN on a new treaty banning nuclear weapons got underway Monday. Kim Wong-soo is the UN Undersecretary and High Representative for Disarmament Affairs.
This conference is taking place against a backdrop of rising international tensions, renewed arms competition, and an absence of results in disarmament bodies.
Supporters insist little progress has been made in recent years to get rid of such weapons, but nearly 40 countries, including the U.S., said they will not take part. They renewed their commitment to the nearly 50-year-old nuclear nonproliferation treaty. Nikki Haley is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
There is nothing I want more for my family than a world with no nuclear weapons. But we have to be realistic. Is there anyone that believes that North Korea would agree to a ban on nuclear weapons? So what you would see is the General Assembly would go through in good faith trying to do something, but North Korea would be the one cheering, and all of us and the people we represent would be the ones at risk.
The UN General Assembly adopted a resolution in December to negotiate a legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons, leading to their total elimination. At least 31 Islamist al-Shabaab insurgents were killed by Kenyan troops in a raid on two bases in the southern Somali region of Jubaland. A Kenyan Defense Forces statement Monday said ground troops were backed up by attack helicopters and artillery fire. The raid took place Sunday. The Kenyans also said they captured arms, communications equipment, and uniforms. Militants insist no raid took place. Kenya, part of the African Union force to fight the counterinsurgency group. This is VOA News. The U.S. Monday condemned the detention of hundreds of anti-corruption protesters in Russia Sunday. Thousands turned out in dozens of cities in some of the largest protests seen in years. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
The United States strongly condemns the detention of hundreds of peaceful protesters throughout Russia on Sunday. The detention of peaceful protesters, human rights observers, and journalists is an affront to essential democratic values. We are troubled to hear of the arrest of the opposition leader upon arrival at the demonstration, as well as the police raids on the anti-corruption organization he heads. The United States will monitor the situation, and we call on the government of Russia to immediately release all peaceful protesters.
A Russian court Monday sentenced opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny to 15 days in jail and for resisting police, and penalized him with a fine for organizing what authorities said was an illegal mass protest in Moscow. Navalny rejected the claim, insisting that as long as people see funds being kidnapped by high-ranking officials and a complete lack of answers, they will keep taking to the streets. His lawyer plans to appeal. Iraqi forces Monday launched new assaults against Islamic State's stronghold in Mosul's Old City. A police statement said federal police and rapid response units started their advance toward the Al-Nuri Mosque area Monday. Meanwhile, U.S. defense officials are reviewing video of coalition airstrikes to determine whether it was responsible for the deaths of up to 200 civilians last week, a large explosion leveled part of western Mosul on March 17th. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions Monday announced the Justice Department would withhold funding from local jurisdictions that don't comply with federal immigration law. Sessions said sanctuary jurisdictions endanger the lives of Americans and put the whole community at risk.
Unfortunately, some states and cities have adopted policies designed to frustrate this enforcement of immigration laws. This includes refusing to detain known felons under federal detainer request or otherwise failing to comply with these laws.
So-called sanctuary communities help illegal immigrants avoid deportation. At least 10 people killed Monday in a suicide bombing and gun attack by jihadists suspected of being affiliated with Al-Qaeda on local government compound in the southern Yemeni town of Al-Huta. The Tanzanian government ordered the release of a popular local musician a day after he was arrested for allegedly poking fun at the government in a song. Police charged Ney Wa Mtego for showing disrespect for the presidency in a newly released Swahili rap song. U.S. stocks fell again Monday in the wake of Congress's inability to pass health insurance reform. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.